This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. In recognition of Preservation Month in May, the Rehoboth Art League presents Preservation Matters later this month. The league's exhibitions director, Nick Serator, says it's extremely important that items like paintings and paper documents in particular are preserved properly. And Serator says there is a process to correcting fading works and rebuilding missing pieces of documents. In our latest arts playlist, Serator chats with Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele about how Preservation Matters, opening May 10th, uses the Rehoboth Art League's permanent collection to highlight and bolster the group's preservation efforts.
What's this all about?
Well, the Rehoboth Art League has several committees, different committees that oversee certain functions of the organization. One of these committees is known as the Collections Committee. The Collection Committee oversees the permanent collection. The permanent collection is artwork that is owned by the Rehoboth Art League. It has probably over 800 items in it. Predominantly, it's paintings, works on paper, documents, scrapbooks, memorabilia from the history of the Art League. A lot of it dates back to 1938 and beyond that. And what the Collections Committee has to do, up until around in 2015, let me just backtrack real quickly. In 2015, one of the buildings was completely gutted and remodeled on the same footprint, and this building houses the permanent collection. It has state-of-the-art lighting, temperature control to preserve the art. Unfortunately, up until that time, for decades, the work was stored in an upstairs, basically it was like an attic of the homestead, and the homestead is the original structure on the property that dates back to 1732. So during this time, a lot of the work has been affected by the humidity. Works have been deteriorating. And these works have been identified by this collections committee within the past 10 years of needing conservation and quickly. So Preservation Matters started last year. May is Preservation Month. And what the idea was is to highlight the works that are in need the most and put them out there for adoption. Basically, the adoption is trying to raise funds to restore these works. Last year, 8 works were put out there. They're hung. We had an event. People did adopt the works. These works have been conserved since then. They consisted of both works on canvas and on paper. And with the adoption process, the people will receive the work is actually, when it comes back, we photograph it professionally or have it scanned. And we give those as a gift, a Jaclay print of the work that was restored to the person who funded the money to have it restored.
All right. So in this permanent collection, you've already said, containing more than 700 items, about how many really need to be looked at and need some work done?
Well, the collection committee, that's what they have done. For the past 10 years, they have actually documented every item that was in there. So there are works that are a desperate need, but then it goes down into works that will eventually need work done, but it's not critical at this moment. Works on paper are the most critical because unlike the canvas, the paper at that time of when the artist was using it, the materials weren't as archival as they are today. So a lot of works have deteriorated. They become very yellowed. The paper has become very brittle. Pieces are missing. Corners are torn. And so the conservation restores these. It's more painstaking to do the works on paper and much more costly than preserving a work on canvas.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. All right, we're talking about in recognition of Preservation Month in May, the Rehoboth Art League is going to be presenting Preservation Matters. It goes from May the 10th through June the 9th. Now, as a supplement to the exhibition, there's also going to be a gallery talk. Tell us when, where, and what that's going to consist of.
Okay, on Saturday, on the May 11th at 2 p.m., one of our conservators from Washington, D.C., her name is Im Chan, and Im works strictly with paper. She's the conservator for Smithsonian, the National Portrait Gallery. So when we are doing works on the paper to have it restored, we send them to her. So she will be here to talk about the process, the importance of preservation, and basically give us a history on the materials that have been used and what are used today. It's very informative. So if anyone has work in their homes or any kind of collection that need information on how to restore it, this is open to the public, and we encourage everyone to come and see this and to listen.
Where can people get more information about preservation matters?
Definitely on our website, www.rehoboththartleague.org. It's in a list of upcoming attractions, and also it just explains basically all the gallery talks that we have for the year from various artists.
And for people who aren't familiar, Nick, talk to us about the Rehoboth Art League. Give us some background.
Well, we're celebrating 81 years. It started in 1938. Colonel William Corcoran and his wife Louise had bought the Peter Marsh House, which is known as the Homestead. And back that time, it was just a giant farm, and it was like really the only structure in Hennepin Acres. Corcorans had developed William Corcoran was an architect that came from New Jersey. He developed the Hennepin Acres, probably one of the first developments. But Miss Corcoran, she had a love of arts. She had some friends that were very prominent in the art world. One of them is Ethel P.B. Leach. She met Jack Lewis, Howard Schroeder, notable artists from Delaware. And what these people did, Louise opened her house as like a summer place for her friends to come and paint. Eventually, Colonel Corcoran put some additional buildings on the property, and one of them, the painter studio, was this tiny little building here that was actually brought down on the Lewis Rehoboth Canal and hauled up by hand, became the Art League. It was like this building became the gathering place. And from there, it just took off, and it just grew bigger and bigger and became quite an institution down here and formed into a nonprofit organization.
And really, it's right in our backyard.
It's right in the backyard. It's open year-round. We have exhibitions throughout the year. We have classes throughout the year. And just, we're heavily involved with the community and the arts. So I encourage people to check us out.
All right, Preservation Matters on display from May the 10th through June the 9th. It's meant to highlight treasures from the League's, from the Rehoboth Art League's esteemed permanent collection. There's going to be an opening reception on Friday, May the 10th from 5 until 7. Is that open for everyone?
That is open to the public. And also, with the Preservation Matters, it'll be a treat to see the works. We have images before the restoration and, of course, the actual restored piece will be hanging on the wall. During that night also, we have several other exhibitions opening. We have a show called Voyages with the works from Sharon Strine and Carolyn Huff from the Corcoran Gallery. Our Tubbs Gallery is featuring work from the Coastal Camera Club. And in the Homestead, we have a juried member showcase called Secret Places.
And all of these events and exhibitions are free and open to the public, right?
That is correct.
Anything else about Preservation Matters that you want to get out to the general public?
Well, I think everyone has scrapbooks and they have memorabilia, just probably works on paper or canvases that are very much part of the family treasures. And, don't think of it as something that's going to cost like a ton of money to restore. Get information on it. I guess the talk on Saturday, May 11th with M. Chan, will be very informative. But there are people pretty much within not too far distance that can help you out and put you in the right direction to restore works that are valuable to you. And also that it gives you a good history, and also it's very informative on what to do and what not to do. Because people have a tendency sometimes to just say, I can fix this myself, and not really knowing the outcome that it could cause, probably most likely in a negative way, too.
Thanks to the Rehoboth Art League's Exhibitions Director, Nick Serator, and R. Kelly Steele for joining us for this edition of Arts Playlist. And a reminder, the Rehoboth Art League's Preservation Matters opens May 10th and runs through June 9th. You can find more information about it at rehobothartleague.org. And that's all we have time for on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter, at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributor Larry Nagnast, intern contributor DJ McCauley, and Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele. for all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.